Hello, this is Dr. Wendy Hill. Welcome to Understanding the Path of Courage and Perseverance, Warrior Spirit. To succeed in life, you must have warrior spirit. A person acting with warrior spirit creates a life of adventure rewarded with deep satisfaction. They have a sense of control of their destiny and a feeling of personal honor and power. A person acting without warrior spirit creates a life filled with mediocrity. They feel overwhelmed by the challenges of life. They feel victimized and tend to withdraw into the safety of their own delusions. The characteristics of warrior spirit are perseverance, tenacity, patience, courage, a willingness to risk and to fight against odds. Warrior spirit is a willful blindness to discouraging facts. It is the gumption to forge ahead and to take charge of whatever condition presents itself. It is highly focused and timely. Warrior spirit is based on a faith in a positive outcome and a belief that goodness must be victorious. Warrior spirit triumphs over evil. Those who practice true warrior spirit have a sense of self-honor. Because true warrior spirit moves toward that which is good and honorable, those who practice it honor themselves. Do you remember this? The itsy-bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain, and the itsy-bitsy spider climbed up the spout again. This children's song exemplifies the warrior spirit. Like the spider, you may sometimes be washed out by life's downpours. But if you keep trying, like the spider, you will eventually reach your goal. Persevere with determination. Stay in the game. Hang on with all of your might. If you are defeated, go back and try again. And again and again. Do not give up. Your own determination will eventually make you victorious. Warrior spirit puts the odds in your favor. Nature understands this. Nature gives and gives without pause. A nesting bird who loses its babies in nest in a storm will immediately mate again and begin to build a new nest. A tree will send millions of seeds into the wind in hopes that one seed will take root in fertile soil. Tiny blades of grass will grow in the cracks of concrete. A lost dog will walk many miles to find its owner. Nature expresses its faith in the eventual outcome of good and continues on. There's no time wasted on self-pity, only the automatic response of tenaciously beginning again. Be like nature. Believe in what you do. Know in your heart that good will come from your efforts. Give to your cause generously and abundantly. If your efforts fail, give again. See your failures as a part of the process. Let yourself fail and fail again without being discouraged. Be like the tree that sends out a million seeds to give life to one tree. Have faith in your failures. Your failures will surely lead you to success. Now take courage. You are not alone. You have around you and within you a spirit that is supporting you. Call upon this spirit. Allow it to support you. Hear it whispering its encouragement to you. It's saying, "Keep going. I love you. You are not alone." This spirit will help you risk going into the unknown. It will help you risk creating change in your life. Remember this. Courage is not the lack of fear. It is the willingness to persevere in spite of it. It's all right to be afraid. Observe your fear. Learn to discriminate between the fear that warns you to take another route and the fear that is a part of the test of success. If wisdom tells you to step back or try another route, do so. Otherwise, go ahead in spite of your fear. Don't allow your emotions to run you. Times of discouragement, sadness, anger, or depression don't necessarily mean you're supposed to stop trying. Feel your emotions and evaluate what they're telling you. Sometimes your emotions are giving you a message to discontinue what you're doing because what you're doing is unhealthy for you. Other times, your conflicting emotions are a natural human reaction to temporary failure. These kinds of emotions are normal and don't mean that you should abandon your plans. Instead of quitting, press on with what you're doing. Focus all of your attention on your goal. Invest your mind, body, and spirit into your cause. Give 100% of yourself to it. See yourself raise your fist to the sky and claim your intention to all. See your goal clearly. March toward it with your mind solidly fixed upon it. Sometimes you need to develop your warrior spirit. It's like a muscle that needs to be flexed to become strong. If you feel you have little or no warrior spirit, don't be discouraged. Take one step at a time. Start small and go for little victories. Once you experience the results of your efforts, you will gain confidence. Flex your warrior spirit muscle, and it will become stronger as time passes. Don't put off taking the first step. Once you're aware of the need to take action, begin right away. Don't allow yourself to talk yourself out of it. Just do it. Your victory will be sweeter than you can imagine. You will feel an inner elation that will reach quietly into the depths of yourself, making its mark upon your very character. Warrior spirit will get you what you want. It will increase your self-esteem, your self-respect, and your feelings of personal power. It will strengthen your belief in the spirit that guides you. You will experience the nameless joy of the hero. Now, in this journey of finding your own warrior spirit and courage, there's a major decision you make in your adult life. This decision deeply affects your happiness. This decision is very basic. This decision is so important that you are faced with it over and over again throughout your life. It is the decision you make about where to look for guidance through life's challenges. There are two places to look, two directions to travel. There are two roads to be taken. One is the road of living by outer direction. The other is the road of living by inner direction. One is the road of looking outside of yourself for guidance. The other is looking within yourself for guidance. Both are looking for a source of truth. Both are looking for happiness. Both are looking for love and safety. One is looking to other people, places, things, and philosophies for direction. The other is looking to the self for direction. One is other or outer directed. One is self-directed. Every time you're faced with one of life's challenges, you have the opportunity to choose a new road. Which road to take is not often an easy decision. It is not always clear where to look. Often there is pain in choosing the road of self-direction. Looking within yourself can be difficult. For this reason, it is the road least taken. yet it is ultimately the road to happiness. It is the road of feeling alive. There are other reasons why the road of self-direction is the one least taken. One of the reasons lies in your past. When you were a child, you responded automatically. You didn't think about choices. Children have very few choices. Basically, children do what they believe they have to in order to survive. This means that children think and do what it takes to please mother and father. As children grow older, they become more independent. They learn many skills. Gradually, they learn to think and do for themselves. Hopefully, by the teen years, one has learned to master enough skills to survive independently from one's parents. It takes many years to achieve enough skill to be physically independent. It takes even more time to become truly independent in mind and spirit. Most would like to think of themselves as self-aware and self-motivated. Generally, people are not as independent as they think. Children are concerned with survival. This need to survive causes the child to be very open to programming from his parents. Children learn their survival lessons well. By the time one reaches adulthood, survival programming from childhood has taken firm hold. Children automatically look to mother and father for direction. Later, children learn to look to extended family members, teachers, friends, and others. Ideally, a child is gradually taught to look more and more to the self for guidance. And by the time a child became a teenager, he has a good sense of himself. He would know how to look within for comfort and guidance. However, this rarely happens. Most people simply continue to look outside of themselves for the answers. For some, it never occurs to them that there's any other way of being. For others, the choice is more clear. Another reason for outer directedness is caused by our very physiology. Consider how our bodies are constructed. Our eyes look outward. Our hands are constructed to reach out. Our legs move forward. Our bodies seem to say, "Look outward." The message is there. Even the way we're built seems to suggest to look outside of ourselves. However, there is another choice you can make. There are two roads from which to choose. One road leads to dependency, unhappiness, and a false sense of security. The other road leads to happiness and a sense of well-being. If you continue to follow the survival program of childhood, you take the first road. This may seem like the safe road. It certainly feels familiar. Happiness seems to come from finding out what is expected of you and doing it. Happiness seems to come from playing it safe as possible. This road demands a commitment to the duty of role-playing. For example, following the career or lifestyle you think your parents or others would choose for you. This road demands that you think and feel in prescribed ways. It is thought to be a duty to do what your society and others expect of you. Anything less may even seem to be immoral. You don't question what is expected of you. You simply do it. Those who are rebels may be walking on the same road. Rebellion doesn't mean independence. The individual is still responding to the same programming, though his behavior may differ. Even so, he remains a prisoner to the original programming. He's not free. The individual is not choosing his own way. He is still reacting to his past. The second road is the road of feeling alive. When you take this road, you look to yourself as the source of direction. You are the source. Within yourself, you have all the answers. Instead of following the expected lifestyle, listen to what you really want. This may result in choosing something completely different from what anyone you know is doing. At first, when you look within yourself, you may feel confused and frustrated, perhaps thinking that there's nothing much to see. But as you continue to look, you discover a wealth of information and feeling. Deep within, you know how you feel. You know what you really need. You know the truth. Sometimes the truth may be buried beneath doubt and fear. The temptation to follow someone else's plan for you may be strong. But no one knows you like you do. No one can feel what you feel. No one else has your memories. No one has the answers for you. Only you know how to live your life. Only you. Some people are constantly asking others what to believe, how to react, how to feel, what to do. Some read books to determine how to think and behave without questioning what they read. Some turn to rigid religions that will tell them how to live their lives. There's much to learn from others, books, religions, and philosophies, but they're not your source. Outside sources can help stimulate new ways of viewing things. They can help confirm what you already know within. But they're not the final source. They're not proof of what is truth for you. That proof lies within you. All the answers to all of your questions lie within you. Look within, and you will find what you need to know. The road of self-direction takes courage to walk. Sometimes others won't want you to walk it. You may have to walk it alone. Many people are other-directed. They live life by role. They're not conscious that they have within themselves the answers. They look outside of themselves for the answers. They don't understand what inner directedness is. Your self-directedness may cause fear in them. This fear may cause them to doubt you. You must trust yourself. Trust in the good of what you're doing. When you choose to walk down the road of life thinking that others have the answers for you, you're always wounded by the experience. You're not in control of your own destiny. It's like charging down a cul-de-sac only to find that it's a dead end. You end up feeling like the victim. You blame the cul-de-sac in your frustration. You blame others for your failures. When you choose to walk down the road of life by looking from within, you are often wounded. You have to take full responsibility for your failures. Sometimes you feel all alone. Sometimes you may feel abandoned, criticized, and rejected by those you love. But you come to realize that you are not a victim. You come to realize that there is great satisfaction in taking responsibility, even when it's painful. You see that there's no other way for you. You must be true to yourself. Your wounds are for a great cause, the cause of true happiness and well-being. Your wounds can strengthen you. If you choose to be inner-directed, you are choosing a wonderful road to life. Your travels will take you to deeply satisfying places. As you know the rightness of your actions, you also know what it feels like to be fully alive. You are the source. Look within yourself for direction. It's all within you. The answers to all of life's challenges are within you. Follow this road, and you will come to understand what true happiness is.